The movie Cadillac Records opens today with an all-star cast including Adrian Brody, Jeffrey Wright, Mos Def, and Beyoncé Knowles as the singer Etta James.
At last, my love has come along.
The film is based on the story of Chess Records, a label synonymous with classic blues and early rock and roll, and the movie is not alone. Another independent film also tackles the iconic record label. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports on how this slice of musical history translates to the screen.
Chess Records turned pawns into kings and queens. Etta James, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, Muddy Waters.
40 days, 40 nights.
Waters rose from sharecropping in the Mississippi Delta to become Chess Records' first big star. In the film Cadillac Records, Waters is played by actor Jeffrey Wright.
Muddy Waters dug this poetry and this music out of the dirt and fused it with his own humanity and celebrated, in spite of everything that was denied him. These folks were heroic artists in that way. They were producing something from nothing.
Wright's homage to a man from the South, like his grandparents, involved doing his own singing in the film.
40 days and 40 nights since my baby left this town.
He's blown out little Muddy's vocals.
The businessmen behind the music had immigrated from Poland as children. Their father ran a junkyard, and they rejected that line of work to start a nightclub in Chicago's so-called Black Belt in the 1940s. Nadine Cahotas wrote a book about Chess Records called Spinning Blues into Gold.
I came from a family where they didn't have too much opportunity. They were Jewish. There were certain arenas that were circumscribed. But nonetheless, you know, the entertainment business, you know, it had kind of a dark side. But as a result, it was wide open.
And the Chess Brothers were open to opportunity. Their instincts were for business, not music. Cahotas says Leonard Chess had to be convinced that Muddy Waters was worthwhile.
These were white men, but they were in a world of black individuals, and they could see whose eyes lit up, who started to dance.
The Chess empire continued to expand. The brothers added R&B and jazz, and they bought Chicago's largest black radio station, WVON, Voice of the Negro.
I do believe we shall overcome.
WVON.
The rich Chess legacy inspired another movie filmed simultaneously in one of those weird Hollywood coincidences.
Hold it.
Well, hold on now, Chess.
Can't just interrupt a take like that.
Unlike Cadillac Records, which mainly follows the musicians, Who Do You Love focuses on the Chess Brothers.
When you're in the studio, you hear it a little bit different, okay? You got to give it time. Let it percolate.
Come on, man. Who's got time?
Chess, I'm just trying to take
you guys are costing me money.
Both movies play pretty fast and loose with the facts, and both seem to invent a relationship between Leonard Chess and a seductive, doe-eyed singer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ivy Mills.
Ivy Mills is a made-up character in Who Do You Love? Kind of Billie Holiday meets Etta James. While Who Do You Love lacks the blinding wattage of stars like Beyoncé Knowles, it was well received at this year's Toronto Film Festival. Still, director Jerry Zaks says the film has not found a distributor.
It's hard for our little film, you know, which is independently financed, to find its place. But, you know, on the other hand, it's a tribute to the Chess Brothers and Chess Records.
Marshall Chess is not so sure. He's Leonard Chess's son.
My history is distorted in both films.
Marshall Chess more or less grew up at Chess Records and worked there before the label was sold in 1969. He's remained in the music business, and he's most upset that the bigger movie, Cadillac Records, cut out his Uncle Phil entirely.
That's horrible. It's like the Wright brothers, and you make a movie about flight, and you only have one brother, you know?
Marshall Chess is also irked by subplots suggesting his father committed adultery. Pure fiction, he insists. And he defends Chess Records' reputation for giving out cars instead of royalties, which is suggested in the title, Cadillac Records.
Yes, we helped our artists who wanted to get Cadillacs get them. You have to understand, in that era, our artists did not have bank accounts, credit lines, So when they, if they wanted the Cadillac bad enough and they pestered Phil and my father, we would set them up.
Doing business back then could mean just a handshake, and what documentation there was has largely disappeared. So untangling facts and fiction has been a challenge for music historians and filmmakers. Marshall Chess says he understands that movies have to streamline history. He cooperated with and benefited from both films. He says he likes much about them both, particularly the acting, but he's pained by some omissions.
My father evolved from an immigrant to a bar owner in the ghetto, to wanting to make money, seeing black people were making the first real money of their lives, wanting to get a piece of it, and then falling in love with the music.
Marshall Chess says his father would be pleased that the movie Cadillac Records will introduce the Chess catalog to a new generation. And he says he would be thrilled about the royalties. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
At our website, you can listen to songs from the Chess Records catalog. You'll find it at nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.